Policymakers at the Federal Reserve will sit down tomorrow to decide whether to change short-term interest rates. Most economists are looking for the Fed to cut rates by a quarter or even a half a percentage point to boost an economic recovery that's still limping along. Anticipation of a rate cut has helped buoy the stock market in recent weeks, and it's also boosting the bond market. Investors have been flocking to bonds and other perceived safe havens like real estate investment trusts since stocks hit the skids. But as NPR's Laura Seidel reports, experts caution there's no such thing as a sure thing.
Bond funds and real estate investment trusts, or REITs, have been getting consistently good returns. In the month of September, while investors took billions out of stock funds, they poured them right back into bonds and REITs. But be careful, says Ned Riley, chief investment strategist at State Street Global Advisors. Many people are catching the wave too late.
I call this chasing last year's winners. Investors chased stocks in the 90s, and now investors have gone back and looked at bond funds because they, quote, have been winners over the last several years. And they're also looking at real estate as another winning investment because it has done well.
Many bond funds have been doing extremely well, with some U.S. Treasury funds getting annual returns of over 18%. Part of the appeal to investors is a belief that bonds are safe. A survey done by the mutual fund company Vanguard Group found that 70% of respondents didn't realize that these funds posed any risk. But they can lose money, says Brian Olson, a vice president at the Schwab Center for Investment Research. Bond funds react to interest rates.
Interest rates are, near 40 and 50-year lows, so they don't have a whole lot further to go down. So at some point, as the economy picks up, you'd see interest rates potentially start to go back up again, in which case bond prices would come down.
With a down stock market, some investors have also turned to real estate investment trusts, or REITs, which have been on a run for more than a decade, averaging total returns in excess of 10%. But analysts say cost-cutting at businesses across the nation has depressed the commercial real estate market, and inevitably, that will bring down the value of REITs. Schwab's Olson says he's advising clients to keep some money in the stock market and hold on for the ride.
When we recover from a bear market, that recovery is often concentrated in a very short period of time and happens very quickly. The month of October is a perfect example of that. The market ran up for four straight weeks, one of the best months we've seen since January of '87. So you have to be in the market when it turns around. And if you're out of the market trying to decide when to get back in, it's almost an impossible game to play.
The best way to make it through the ups and downs of the market, say financial planners like Eileen Freiberger, is to follow the age-old formula, diversify.
Everyone's suddenly saying, oh, don't go to bonds, those prices are too high. Again, if it's the right piece of a portfolio, get it in there is still better to have it there in the long run.
Freiberger and other advisors agree that the worst investment strategy is to go chasing after whatever investment happens to be doing well that day, whether it be stocks, REITs, or bonds. Laura Seidel, NPR News.